It's called BioBlitz, which is an apt name. The biological information was Blitz-like. There was a lot of it in a short period of time. But the basic message got through: marine invasive species are here or are on their way, and we need to keep an eye out for them because they could hurt Alaska's ocean.
What we wanted to do today is to discuss invasions by non-native species. And I think most of you are...
A group of scientists, most of them from the Smithsonian Institution's Chesapeake Bay campus, ran the Blitz with help from local marine scientist Gary Freitag. Linda McCann was one of the visiting experts. Her presentation included some discussion of invasive kelp and crabs, but the main focus of this BioBlitz was tunicates, sea squirts. There are plenty of tunicates that are supposed to be here, but a few have been moving in that are causing worry among scientists, and they're keeping an eye on that movement.
We have a collecting device which we use, which is really high tech. It's a plate of PVC, about 14 centimeters square.
Those plates provide a great surface for tunicates, and in advance of the workshop, the scientists hung a bunch off the dock at Refuge Cove Marina. After the lab portion, everyone drove out to try their new tunicate identification skills in the field. Hold on, though, that's later. We still need to learn a little about these invasive squirts.
There are many, many species all over the world. They can be colonial or solitary, so there'll be many of them attached together, or they'll be individuals by themselves. And they're our closest relatives in the marine world.
There's one in particular that was identified a few years ago in Sitka. Didendum vexillum hasn't arrived in Ketchikan yet, but they're expecting to find it soon. It's a green, mossy clump that looks a lot like a sea sponge, but it grows really fast and can cover up and smother other organisms.
So this is one of those instances where touch can be really helpful. If you touch it and it's springy and it doesn't feel slimy and leathery, then it's more likely a sponge.
A couple of alien squirts that already are in Ketchikan and were the stars of BioBlitz are Botryllis schlosseri, also known as the golden star tunicate, and Botryloides violaceus, the sheath tunicate. They also reproduce rapidly and can take over areas from native species. But how do these invasives get here? Well, basically, it's our fault.
Most of these species probably came either on a boat from Asia, or they may have come from the East Coast. A lot of them were introduced to the East Coast first and then made their way to the West Coast.
Tunicates are filter feeders, so they attach themselves to something, like a boat, and then just hang out waiting for microscopic food to float their way. If they end up in a good environment, their offspring can start a new colony.
How big across? These are very small.
After the lectures, there was a lab where everyone got some guided hands-on experience identifying the two invasive tunicates, which are usually, but not always, bright orange.
This is a Botryloides.
Botryloides.
And the colony, it looks similar to a Botryllis, but the colony doesn't form those rosettes, that flower-like structure. And then these are the Corella, one of the native species.
And then on a cold, rainy Saturday afternoon, the scientists in training head out to the marina. We break into teams, and each has a team leader.
So what you're going to do, four pieces of information. The first one is pull the rope up, grab the brick. You're only interested in the surface of the plate. If you see stuff on the brick, don't score that as present. So only on the plate. You can have a root through, don't take anything off. You can just have a flick through to see if you can see anything.
We also check underwater growth on the side of the wooden dock, 1 meter to the left and right of each hanging plate. Sounds simple, right? It isn't.
I mean, I see orange things, but I can't tell whether they're what I'm looking for.
I wasn't the only one.
All kinds of goodies, but hard to tell which is which.
That's Greg McNeil. He's lying on his stomach on the cold, wet wooden dock to get the best view possible of what's growing in his sampling area.
We got some sea anemones down here, but I don't think any of them. Botryloids, nope.
McNeil says he's always been interested in biology, and he's happy to find a useful outlet for that interest. So far, Alaska is behind the curve on marine invasive species compared to the rest of North America. But the 49th state is not immune by any means. Scientists want to keep a close eye on the progress of all invasive species heading toward Alaska. It's a big state, though, which is why they want to recruit and train local residents on simple sampling techniques. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.